محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين سيما بقية الله العظم بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. ولعنة الدائم على أعدائهم وغاصبي حقوقهم ومنكري فضائلهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all upon the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and his companions. We've been blessed once again to be in the presence of the Imam, to be in the presence of the Masumin alayhi salam. And I've been honored to be in your service once again. The importance of the Azadari of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is a reflection of the divine guidance from the Malakut towards the Mulk. Every action, particularly which is ibadi, meaning that an act of worship, is nothing but a reflection from the divine of a special hour, of a special time. Hajj, it has a particular time to it. It cannot be performed in any other month other than Zilhijjah. So there is some sort of harakat, there is some sort of movement in the celestial bodies, or even higher, obviously, that is reflected upon this earth, which is required by those who have the capacity and the capability to yearn towards the divine. They take the opportunity and they head in that direction. The harkat of Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, and his martyrdom is a reflection of that very divine guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have taken place, through which we all and the insaniyat and the humanity till the day of judgment will be heading in that direction. So therefore, whatsoever it takes from our side to participate, to discuss, to come to conclusion with what the Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam and the companions have done, so we have to head in that direction. So therefore, what we are trying to say or establish here is that just as how the other ibadat, which is performed in a particular time for a particular reason, and this reason is from the divine, is from the harakat, from the heavens, through which it attracts and takes the soul away towards the divine, it purifies it, it increases the daraja, it provides him with a station. In the same fashion, the whole movement of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is that. And the participation of ours in the Azadari of Imam Hussain is that. The way the companions joined Imam Hussain alayhi salam when he was alive, the same way we have to join to the same message of Imam Hussain alayhi salam in our lifetime. And this movement of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is till abad, is till the day of judgment, for us and for humanity to be guided. Now the question arises that how come we tend to commemorate with the emotionality, such as the azadari, such as crying, such as lamentation, And at the same time, we have the other sort of emotionality, such as Jashan, Milad, in which also that is also emotionality. But there's more emphasis in regards to the Masayib, in regards to the Musibat. Because within the phenomena of Buka, crying, within the phenomena of commemorating, there's a great deal of in-depth guidance which is not possible through the celebration of the Milad, the intensity of the emotionality and the message that could be delivered through the means of emotionality is very different. One would say it is nothing but a comparison of a day and night. Now, how night has been emphasized for ibadat compared to the day. The same way applies for the joy and sadness. Joy could be seen as a rose, as a day, and night could be seen as something that is, you know, sad or emotional, or, you know, which have the element of buka, which have the element of crying. So therefore, the emphasis on the crying of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn al-Salam is from that point of view. It kind of melts the heart of a person, and it's very fitri, it's very natural. And joy and happiness is a reality that could be, or an opportunity that could be given or faced by a class of a society. But the sadness and the pain and suffering is for all. And the intensity of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein is something else. An event that changed the course of Islam, the course of history, the course of humanity. And that is why the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the Masaib of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, becomes a source of hope for every person who faces difficulty. So therefore, the emphasis of the azadari is that. The emphasis of crying, for example, we find that a person who cries, according to our Imam, where he says that even if it be a tear which is equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, oceans of sins will be forgiven. You know, it becomes the source of a shield from the hellfire, because that tear has that power in it. If it drops with that sincerity, with that love of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, it creates a revolution. No wonder Imam Khomeini have emphasized that the success of the revolution is because of the azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Whatever we have is because of Muharram and Safar. It's pointing out in that direction, because it has that light, it has that guidance. So the azadari, and the azadari performed in this emotional fashion, is very much necessary. Two things which is very much required to be focused in the azadari of Imam Hussain alayhi salam is the aspect of the intellectuality as well. Not just it becomes pure emotion. So it should have that ta'aqqul, that marifat, that intelligence, and at the same time that emotionality. Because it becomes like a true and perfect harmony. It's a good balance, you know, of jalal and jamal, of awwal wa akhir, of aql wa naql. You know, if there is just naql, meaning that just a narrative, narrations and emotionality, you know, if we take that aspect, if only naql, then obviously, you know, we have many who have followed the naql, who have followed the narrations, and who have followed, you know, who lived by the book, and they have reached a dead end, and we are seeing the consequences of it. Or, in other words, if those who only and purely follows just the emotionality, just the emotional aspect of it, you know, this is the way it should, the matam should be done, or this is the way one should really love Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for example, no matter what happens, you know, illa wa billah, for example, even if it be that if my loudspeaker, if my majalis in my house is disturbing others and my neighbors, for example, what we see in India and Pakistan, we have to have it. We have to have 10 loudspeakers, for instance. You know, it's for Imam Hussein. That's emotionality. That's the love. So if there is only that, there's danger. But if there is only intellectuality as well, aql, ta'aql, marifat, there is danger as well. So there has to be a balance. You know, for example, if one might say that, oh, what is this crying and tabarrukat and majalis, and, you know, we should have a seminar. You know, we should not really cry because Imam Hussein gave life to Islam. So it's not, crying is not needed. Rather, we should have a seminar. Rather, we should go in universities. We should really celebrate rather than commemorating, for example. Or purely intellectual, we should discuss it purely on the academic level, not on the emotional level. But on the other hand, when we look at the narrative of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it is both. And that's the perfect balance. Otherwise, it will be imbalanced. You know, the batin, you know, is if he's awwal, if he's zahir, the zahir could be the naql, the emotionality. And the batin, if he's hu al-batin, the batin could be that aql and the intellectuality that we see in Imam Hussain alayhi salam. In the qiyam of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, you know, where Imam Hussain alayhi salam takes the blood of Ali Asghar and he, you know, throws it in the sky, you know, which points out to that emotionality, that love aspect. And at the same time, you have that intellectuality of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, where he's continuously, you know, even burying after Hazrat Ali Azhar alayhi salam on the steed, have given sermons and lectures, you know, have given, you know, classes of ma'rifat, so to speak, which points out to the intellectuality of it. So the azadari must have these two elements. It is very much necessary. You know, it should not be purely intellectuality where one would say that I will not recite the masaib of it, for example, or we should not have it. You know, the dastajat and zanjeer and, you know, the tabarrukat and all that, that shouldn't be there. Or vice versa, you know, you have to have a true balance. You know, when it comes to that taqul, when it comes to that intellectuality, you know, that emotionality should be under control as well. And we can learn from our elders, our scholars, our, you know, guidance from our seniors, like we have seen all of the maraji, you know, from Sheikh Abdul Karim Hayri, until now. We find the mujtahideen, they give the lesson, after that few masaib, in the end of the lesson they would recite, you know, in the lessons of kharij, in which they are discussing intellectual aspects of deen. But at the same time, they would do the zikr of masaib of Abu Abdullah Hussain alayhi salam. Because it has that element in it, that it really attracts and pulls us towards the light, towards the guidance. Now, in regards to the discussions that we will be having for the future nights, see, as we said, that as this harakat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam have the aspect of guidance, and one must really fulfill the rituals or fulfill the same actions that is carried out by Abu Abdullah Hussain alayhi salam, just as we do in Hajj, those actions carried out by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, in order to perform that Hajj, in order that we be guided and uplifted and forgiven. So same applies here. So the harakat and the azadari of Imam Hussain alayhi salam must have that, and the discussions in regards to what Imam Hussain alayhi salam delivered, what was the message and what was the purpose. To look at one of these sermon of Imam Hussain alayhi salam on the night of Ashura, which he delivered after Maghrib, apparently Maghribain prayers, according to the narrations that they have emphasized, that it seems to be after Maghrib, where he has invited all the ashab in his tent and he performs that prayers, and after that he delivers a sermon, few lines. You know, it's like a class, it's like a lesson that he's given, but it's really fascinating and amazing that even up until now, you know, philosophers, urafa, you know, they, you know, circumvent around these few lines of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. They have written commentaries upon it, that these few words that he has given. It's really fascinating. See, the sole purpose of the Masumeen alayhimus salam is to deliver marifat. is to deliver knowledge and understanding. That's their sole purpose. And that's what we find in Ziyarat Jami Kabira. We tend to see there is a Khuzanul Ilm. You know, they are the Ma'aden, they are of Ma'rifa. They are the source, that emanating sort of reality of giving Ma'rifat to mankind. Every opportunity they had, and every step, and every action of that reflects that. Because there isn't anything more valuable than that. You know, we have to, you know, basically, you know, imprint that in our soul, that there is nothing more valuable than ma'rifat, than understanding. And one have to embark upon engaging oneself to increase our intellectuality, our ma'rifat, and our understanding. You know. And as a matter of fact, the way they perform was on the basis of ma'rifat. A person comes to Abu Abdullah and he says that I have a diya. You know, I have some loan that I'm supposed to pay, but I don't have it. So the Imam replied, I would fulfill your hajat. However, you know, I would ask you a few questions, because you know the value of a person lies with the ma'rifat of that person. So how much does he know, as the Prophet have said. So therefore he says, I will ask you a few questions, in return I will fulfill what you want. You know, I will give what you want. So the Masumeen alayhim salam, they have taken every little opportunity to really deliver that understanding and that ma'rifat. Because as there are number of traditions and riwayat, you know, and the greatest of all and the very first hadith that you know I came across in the first years of the Hawza, which really, you know, made a great impact upon me, is the hadith of Amir al-Mumineen, which where he delivers to Ya Kumail. You know, he says to Kumail that, you know, every person and every person or every movement, every harakat, you know, ma min harakatin, you know, there is no harakat, there is no movement, you know, that it takes place illa that a person have the ma'rifat of that. So for a movement, for a harakat, for anything to be performed, one really must have that ma'rifat of that thing, and then after that, that harakat takes place. One must have that knowledge of that thing, and after that, that harakat takes place. And indeed, the more the understanding, the stronger the harakat would be. You know, the greater that harakat would be, that greater that movement would be. So it really depends upon that ma'rifat. It really depends upon that understanding. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges us on the Day of Judgment. When Allah judges us, Allah rewards us on the basis of ma'rifat and understanding, on the basis of intellectuality. You know, as the hadith says that, you know, Allah have placed two hujjat. One is that aql, you know, that is in you, and the hujjat which is outside the masumeen. You know, one of the companions of Imam Hadi alayhi salam inquires in regards to what is the value of aql, what is the value of ma'rifat or understanding or intellectuality. He says that the value of that is where he recognizes the Imam al-Haq, or he differentiates between Imam al-Haq and Imam al-Batil through that. That is true ma'rifat, that is true intellectuality of a person. So therefore, the hereafter is based upon that. It is not with Amar bil Maruf or Nahi anil Munkar, as the hadith says. You know, it's not with that, but it's rather with the understanding of that action and amal. It's rather with the ma'rifat of that action and amal that a person have, he will be rewarded on that basis. No wonder, you know, when we compare all of these with the hadith which says, you know, al-amalu bin-niyyah, right? Very famous hadith. That the amal is according to the intention, to that niyyah that the person have. So that intention, if it has that ma'rifat, that in-depth understanding of that thing, and he intends, you know, what he will have the reward for it. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges us, rewards us on the basis of our understanding. How much of our understanding is in regards to, you know, deen, in regards to himself, which is afzalul ma'rifah, which is the best of ma'rifat, is the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed. And masumeen, their actions and their speech, everything reflected nothing but this, that they were here to deliver that. The methodology of a life which is full of understanding, every step that it takes. No wonder the Prophet says that whoever teaches them, the slave will be free, right? That's the very first thing, that if he's taught, if the marifat and understanding is given, if the knowledge is given, that slave is free. Why the Prophet is saying that? Because the value of it. The way Allah functions, the way awliya functions, the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala functions as well. As Allah rewards on the basis of marifa, the awliya, the masumeen and the prophets also reward on the basis of that. Their reflection is exactly the same. A man comes from Sham and he disrespects, you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam with whatever he could. And after which, you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says that, if you do not have a house, I will give you a house. If you have a loan, I will pay your loan. If you have a problem, I will resolve that problem. If you do not have a zameen, earth, you know, land, I will give you a land. You know. Then, after listening all of that, and the way Imam treated him, you know, the Shami, you know, he says that, I have only one hajat. He says, what, Imam asks, what is that? He says, ask this earth to open up, and I should be buried in this earth. You know, I have made a great mistake. See, a person decides or make decision swiftly because he doesn't have the marifat and understanding. And usually, when he decides and he takes action, that action is a false action, or it doesn't reach its purpose and its goal, because it has been taken swiftly, number one, and number two, it is not based on marifat and understanding. So if it is based on that, and that decision is taken, see, when a person have that marifat, when a person have that understanding, his decision will be delayed, so to speak, as well, because he will look at many aspects of his action, right? And then once that action is taken, you know, there is no istirab, there is no stress, because it was based on correct understanding, and he has fulfilled what he is supposed to fulfill. You know, why is it Imam Hussein alayhi salam continuously, you know, on the day of Ashura and before, you know, trying to provide that understanding, marifat, to the people? Perhaps someone might be guided. You know, from his point of view, he has to fulfill that. His decision is that he has to give, regardless of what. Although they are the people who are against him are nothing but the reflection of that they are blind, deaf, and, you know, they cannot, you know, they have no speech, for example. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarjaun. They have no understanding. But still, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, even after Hazrat Ali Asghar alayhi salam, he is giving, you know, lessons of marifat to people, in which they say that two individuals turn back from the Yazidi forces and become shaheed and died, you know, in the battalion of Haq, on the side of the Haq. What was worth it? You know, that continuously, so the Imam is responsible for that, to deliver that marifat. And that is based on that decision, that he knows that there is no awlawiyat, afzaliyat, then delivering that. You know, that is his responsibility or job or duty, you know, based on that marifat. There's nothing more than that. So therefore, the majalis, the azadari, and Imam Hussain alayhi salam on the night of Ashura is delivering that. You know, he's pointing out to this very unique speech or sermon, which really reflects nothing but, you know, complete, you know, tranquility in that person. When the person, you know, try to read that and see how Abu Abdullah Hussein and other companions as well, you know, they had everything. You know, they were head of the tribes, they had families and house and property, you know, and at the same time they never came for the sake of gaining anything, because they knew that they will be killed, because Imam continuously reminded them, you know, but still for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of that marifat, because of that understanding that they had. And the understanding reflected in their action, which reflected nothing but tranquility and peace. No, tomorrow they have a big war, battle, their lives will be taken away. They're going to desert their family, they're going to leave their family alone here in the wilderness. You know, so on and so forth. Still they've been continuously facing problem and troubles. But when it comes to that itminan and the way the state they had was mutmain. You know, pure tranquility that you find within Abu Abdullah al-Hussein and the companions of Imam Hussein. So therefore, you know, the words of Imam Hussein, I'll just translate. We do not have much of a time. Inshallah, we'll look into more detail tomorrow. Imam says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Usniya ala Allah ahsana thana. You know, I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the best of sana. I'm just doing translation, however, we'll look in more detail. Wa ahmadahu ala sarrai wa dharrai. Allahumma inni ahmaduka ala an akramtana bin nabuwah wa ja'alta lana asma'an wa absaran wa af'idatan wa allamtana al-Qur'an وَوَفَّقْتَنَا هَا فِي الدِّينِ فَجَعَلْنَا لَكَ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. He says, I praise Allah with the best of praise. I thank Allah in joyous occasion, Allah sarrai wa dharrai, in difficulties as well, you know, when I'm happy and when I'm in trouble. Allahumma inni ahmaduka. Oh Allah, I thank you again that you have honored us with nabuwa, you know, with prophethood. وَجَعَلْتَ لَنَا أَسْمَاءً. You have provided us with hearing, with absar, with sight. وَأَفْئِدَةً. With an understanding, you know. وَأَلَّمْتَنَا الْقُرْآنَ. And you have taught us the Qur'an and also provided us. وَبَفِّقْتَنَا. You have given us that tafahuq fi al-deen, as we say. The understanding and struggle and research in deen. فَجَعَلْنَا لَكَ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And place us from those who are shakirin, who are thanksgiving individuals. On an eve, this little sermon of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam after Maghrib prayers. And then some tend to say that, you know, other riwayat that I have noticed, they have added where the Imam says, this is the part of the sermon, and then he has added his words where, for example, he tends to point out to that I have the best of companion, best of Ahl Bayt, and I allow you to leave. If someone wants to leave, you know, they can take, you know, opportunity of the darkness and leave tonight. And then after he finished this, you know, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ, Zuhair apparently says, it's been reported, he gets up and he asks, he says, I have a question. I would like to ask you something. Imam says, yes, go ahead. He says, how many times we will be killed? He says, once. Then he replies that if we will be killed 1,000 times and we will be butchered, we will be cut into pieces and our pieces piled up in a hump, so to speak, and then burnt, and our ashes be thrown in the different corners of the world. And if, bi-idhnillah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we've been brought back to life again, still we will sacrifice our life for you, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. This is the ma'rifat and understanding. This is the stand of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the eve of Ashura. So the call of Imam Hussein is towards this. The companions is calling us towards this. There's no istirab. There's peace, serenity, tranquility. That's what it gives, this harakat, this movement of Abu Abdullah. Where, no matter where we are, you know, the son of Allama Amini wanted to see his father, Ayatollah Amini, the Sahib Ghadir, wanted to see his father in his dream. For 4 years he did not appear. After 4 years, his father appears in illuminating light and have some sort of awe, you know, with his personality. And he inquires that, you know, how come, you know, that you've been given such a great maqam, on a such a great level, and look at you, you know, you're so much nurani. What is it that you have performed that have given you this? Then the father asks that, elaborate a bit more, what are you trying to say? Then he says that, is it the Ghadir that you wrote, you know, that sort of work, which is very fascinating. The book of Ghadir is one of the masterpieces, you know, of Shia school of thought. Is it that Ghadir, or is it that library, Amirul Mu'mineen, that you have, you know, established? Then Allama Amini replied, it's none of that. It is the ziyarat of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. Then his son says that, how come the ways to Karbala was closed, you know, perhaps during his time? He replies that any place that you are, where the light is on by the name of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, as we are present here because of the azadari of Abu Abdullah, in that place you go and you give salams to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, that is the reward that I got here. In this place, when we come here from this far, if we just say in our hearts, Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah, it changes the life. It creates a revolution in us. It takes us out from that darkness towards the light. This is how Hur comes from that istira, from that stress, to that tranquility and peace. You know, when it comes to death, everyone is in istirab, in a state of stress. But those who are sadiqeen, فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, that great soldier, he is in a state of stress all night. But when he comes in the morning to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, there is no stress. There is yaqeen, there is certainty, there is peace. They say that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Surah Fajr, which was just recited, says there's another name of Fajr. The another name of Surah Fajr is Suratul Hussein. Because of that last very verse which has, Ya ayyatuhal nafsul mutmainna. Look how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing. And it's and the riwayat says that in the plain of Ashura, Israel did not appear to take the souls of the companions of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the arsh comes and he says, Ya ayyatuha nafs al-mutmain, irji, look at the tone, irji, return back to us. You know, fatkhuli, what is this fatkhuli? You know, Imam Sadiq says this fatkhuli, who have mentioned this fatkhuli to Abu Abdullah in the Qatalga? It was the Prophet, it was Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha, Amirul Mumineen, Imam Hassan Mushtawa, saying, Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter, O Hussein, Fatima, Rasulullah, Amirul Mumineen, Imam Hassan is waiting for you. And Jannati, it's not Jannat in Tajri, you know, it's that very paradise of the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been provided to these companions, to those who have sacrificed for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. And let us all be from the lovers, from those who would sacrifice us and our parents for the dust of the qadam of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. ألا لعنة الله على قوم الظالمين سيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. اللهم نور ظاهري بطاعتك وباطني بمحبتك وقلبي بمعرفتك وروحي بمشاهدتك وسر الاستقلال اتصالي بحضرتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة لأرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات, especially the marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are present here, of our loved ones who were with us last year but they are not here with us this year. May all of them be the guest of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam for these 10 nights and the future nights as well. And also a request for dua for the shifa of Jumla Mumineen and Mu'minat, particularly my cousin niece who have a cancer, a 29-year-old with young children. May Allah give her shifa by haqq Imam Hussain alayhi salam alayhi salam. Inshallah. With the love salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad al-Fatiha. Allahumma salli.